this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But we ask you to hold your calls for the time being. We have with us Alex Jones. And Alex Jones is the only person I know who works harder than I do. He's on the air 6 hours a day, does his own talk radio program. One of the really most phenomenally exciting talk show hosts we have in the country. And we're going to be talking about his new video. It's on 911, the truth of what happened last year. Now, what happened really was a watershed event when on the 11th of September of last year, two planes crashed into the World Trade Center, and then there was an attack on the Pentagon. And, of course, now suddenly we're finding that we're spending $38 billion for Homeland Defense, for this Homeland Defense program, and yet this was all planned beforehand. This was all laid out by a commission that was formed back in 1998, and which they actually talked about all these terrorist attacks that were coming out of America. How did they know that at that time, that they knew they were coming? Why weren't there any planes in the air that morning to intercept the planes which they knew had been hijacked? And now we're talking about the Model Emergency Health Powers Act, which is going to force you to be vaccinated and have the right to seize your property. It truly police state powers. People can be rounded up and put into concentration camps, if they won't go along with whatever government program is being dictated at the time. All in the name, of course, of protecting you from the wicked, wicked terrorists. We find, of course, many pieces of legislation, the anti-terrorist legislation, got passed Congress, which imposed all of the unconstitutional, draconian police state measures that they couldn't get through after somebody blew up the Murrah building in 1995. Alex, as you look at what's going on today, do you think that it's possible that there may have been some people in government who knew that the terrorist attack and did nothing so that they could impose all of these draconian controls on the American people?
Well, I don't think it, Dr. Stan. I know you don't think it either. The evidence is so mountainous that there is not a shadow of doubt. I am 100% absolutely certain that the government had prior knowledge and didn't just have prior knowledge, aided and abetted and protected and shepherded and coddled and has been brewing this Islamic attack for decades, and it comes right out of the pits of Hades. And if people would just read the Model States Health Emergency Act and everything that's happening, how they had all this set up and the giant prisons and everything that's developing, this is the New World Order takeover. They killed 200 million last century. They're setting up a butchering system that'll make that look like a cakewalk. And I'm not saying that to shock people and have an effect. I'm saying it because it is the truth. And people always say the government couldn't get away with something this big, this massive. People would know why someone would speak out. Thousands have. Government officials, liberals, conservatives, you name it, have been going public. Government officials on my radio show, on your show, journalists, you name it. It is a fact. It is an old game. It's just like the drug war where they ship the filth in. MTA tells our kids it's cool. They use it, and they put them in the prison camp. It's already happening. We're already in the system. It's problem, reaction, solution over and over again in different configurations, but always the same end game, more control, more centralization. The Defense Department and DARPA now admitting to control the face-scanning cameras. Now cameras where we'll get detained if the camera sees that we were acting aggressive or had aggressive posture. Orwellian systems, retina scanners to start our cars that decide if we're too tired. Houston Chronicle reporting, AP, foreign troops coming into the U.S., Mexican, Canadian, defense intelligence running everything, total new world order, children getting ready to get microchips, digital angel, everything. It's happening. It is worse than a late-night science fiction horror movie, and it's happening.
Well,
and
go ahead. I was just going to
say. Wake up and know what reality is and respond to it. You know, Dr. Stan, people get excited about sports all day, but they don't get excited about total dehumanization, hell on earth, and they better get excited about it.
All right. Well, no, I think that we have to look very objectively. They are moving towards a surveillance society. They're installing video cameras, you know, on streets all across America. They're putting them up on the highways. And if you look very carefully, you'll see them on many of the cross streets there, of course, in the name of we want to get people who are running red lights, things of that sort, certainly on our nation's capital. And anybody who wants to look at our newsletter, our last newsletter, our March newsletter, points out how they're now they can coordinate all of these cameras, whether they're in the stores, on the streets, certainly on the sidewalks, at our national monuments, all can be coordinated by gigantic screens in the surveillance areas. And this is happening all across America.
Well, exactly. DARPA. Dr. Stan, tell them what DARPA is.
No, you go ahead and tell them.
Well, DARPA is the inner sanctum of the Defense Department. You know, this is where they've got the dolphins hooked up with microchips to swim around and the rats that crawl through the rubble. Now, this is where they, you know, develop the nuclear weapons. This is where they develop the missiles. Everything. It's the big research brain, the arm. They just come out in the AP and Business Wire 2 weeks ago. Oh, yeah, we're paying to have all the CCTV cameras, even private ones, put into big grids. We're going to subsidize businesses, and they're all going to be hooked into behavior-watching computers that have key posture and body language fed into them, and you'll get questioned by the FBI or police if you look a little aggressive or if there's too much blood under the skin around your eyes, and they'll be able to scan your face against a billion faces in a single second.
I'll have you do
it's total identification. It's the Defense Department, FEMA, that's now taking over the Neighborhood Watch program. I mean, it's just total putting this in, sir.
Well, I think people have to understand that they are setting up Neighborhood Watch programs all across America where they're going to ask neighbors in the name of fighting terrorism to report anything unusual they see in their neighborhood.
And they say that means, quote, in the AP yesterday out of New York and New Jersey, women with strollers, old men, priests, don't trust anyone, report it all.
They might be a terrorist. We're going to have to take a break here, Alex. And right now, of course, I want to mention to our listeners that one of the things you could do if you'd like to help us is we expand our coverage across America so that we can reach people with the truth that they're not getting ordinarily, would be to have our listeners simply shift over their long-distance carrier to Promise Vision. Now, Promise Vision certainly is a Christian organization. I've known Bill Horn, who's with that for many years. I know Reggie White by reputation, but they're an excellent long-distance carrier. And the nice thing is, in contrast to, for instance, MCI or AT&T, when you call them, you get a living human being. Give them a call at 866-448-5631. That's 866-448-5631. And when you change over, 15% of your long-distance bill will come back to Radio Liberty and help defray all of our costs we have in bringing you the programs. Again, the number is 866-448-5631. But be sure to mention that you heard about it here on Radio Liberty, and then we'll get the credit for it. And then, of course, we also want to mention that if you have a child or a grandchild or a friend's child that is in a government school, in all probability, they've been dumbed down as far as their reading. They've been taught look-see, word-sight method, hieroglyphics type of teaching rather than phonics. And phonics allows children to spell. That's why kids can't spell today. That's why they can't pronounce words other than more than two or three syllables. And that's why they can't read well. You can get a Phonicsopoly set, which will give them that wonderful gift of reading. It's actually not one game. It's five board games plus two bonus games plus two books that we throw in. And it's Phonicsopoly. Most of these programs are $300 or $400. This is $139.95. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish
concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And, of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen or what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America. Our values, our future are under attack today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just referred to talking there about the concentration camps, and they really have these camps all across America. They're empty right now, but of course, all we need is some sort of a terrorist attack, and then if you won't take the vaccines, why, rather than being allowed to stay in your home where you can stay away from it, they will round people up. You need to read this model emergency health power legislation. We have copies of it. You can get it up on the web, and if you can't get it there, you can give us a call. We have to charge you a nominal fee because it costs a certain amount to make it up. But we have the original document. You'll actually see. And the Model Emergency Health Powers Act, they want to take away your guns. Why would you want to take away guns? I thought this had to do with health power. Ladies and gentlemen, that is, of course, how they sell it to the people. And as one of the aides to the assemblyman in California who is pushing this legislation through the state of California, he said this really doesn't have anything to do with health care. It really doesn't. It has to do with power. It's the Model Emergency Health Powers Act. What's the word power have to do with health? Why are they using health simply to justify what they're up to? And we have to have something we call the Concentration Camp Special. You'll actually see the pictures of the camps. You'll actually hear a congressman talking about the plan to use these to round up people in the case of a national emergency. Let me suggest the Concentration Camp Special and then help us to get the information out, because the life you save could well be that of a loved one or someone in your family. Well, why don't you just pick it up from there, Alex? There's so many things that are happening now. Now, you put together an excellent video, and I will tell you it's about how long is that, a couple of hours?
It's 144 minutes, and so that's about
it's a little over 2 hours.
Two hours and 24 minutes.
Right. And I'll tell you what, it is the most devastating, because Alex has all of the documentation. Now, if you want the documentation, you go to his website, and that's, of course, Infowars.com, and you look up Prior Vision. And so after you've seen the video, go there, and you'll find all these newspaper articles about who financed Muhammad Atta, the man who directed the attack. I mean, who put up the money for it? Well, and where was that man on the day of the attack? Why, he was in Washington, D.C. His name was General Muhammad Ahmad, and he was the head of the Pakistani intelligence. So why isn't he being tried? Why, the Pakistanis are our allies, but they're the ones who financed this whole thing.
Well, I had Michael Springman on, who was the CIA section chief at the head office there in Saudi Arabia, and he said he was ordered by the Bush administration to allow, this has also been on the BBC, they interviewed him, to allow 15 of the 20 hijackers through.
Now, wait a minute. Repeat that once more. This is the man, now remember, 15 of the 19 hijackers were Saudi Arabians. He told you that he was ordered to give these people visas to come to America?
Yes, to allow the terrorists, and this was going back clear back into the late 80s, early 90s, people with known terrorist dossiers with CIA handlers. I mean, he just flat out said the State Department is just the CIA. And there he was, the chief there, running this, and he finally got fired. And he said, look, these people are terrorists. And then 15 of the 20 hijackers went through that same office. I mean, that was just last night.
Now, is he here in the States now?
Yes, I can give you his number. Then I had Dr. Steve Pachinik on, Assistant Deputy Secretary of State in four administrations, Henry Kissinger's main minion, who writes books with Tom Clancy, came out and said he's afraid the government pulled the attack off. He's a Republican. Bush is a communist neocon, and that America's going down the tubes, and it's total police state. I mean, I had him back on today. He was also on last week. The transcript of that interview from last week is on Infowars.com. I mean, look, as they get more draconian, as this stuff gets more out in the open and just pure evil, more people are going to wake up to this whole phony system. And that's why I get so excited, because we're supposed to sit here and just calmly talk about the death of the West, the annihilation of the American people, Satan literally running the entire planet. That is where this stuff is coming from, bottom line.
Okay, well, you won't get any questions about that here. And ladies and gentlemen,
I know that. I'm just, so much is coming out now. It's moving so quickly now.
And you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, nothing happens by accident. In fact, in the part one of this report that was put out by the National Commission for Security in the 21st Century, on page 2, they said, you know, history does not just happen, it's created. They know that they've created the history. And, of course, all you need to do is get my latest newsletter, which goes into the background of how we created the Islamic terrorist movement. We were printing copies of the Quran in Arabic at the CIA headquarters in Virginia.
Radical hadiths. Shipping out hundreds of thousands of copies saying kill America.
Right, and we were providing textbooks, and this is an article that appeared in the Washington Post weekend edition, April 1st, April 7th, and it's extensively covered in my latest newsletter, which you need to get. That's the April newsletter. How we were teaching these Muslim children how wonderful it was to die for Allah, to kill the infidels. We taught them mathematics, 2 rifles, 3 knives and 4 landmines is how many weapons. Why would you teach children mathematics that way if you doubt this?
Then they send them a bin Laden, a double agent, who and they believe they're really fighting the great Satan, when in truth they're empowering the New World Order to destroy America, Western Europe, and to totally take over the Middle East and slaughter everybody. And that's the system. It's all about heroin. It's all about oil. It's all about control of resources. And bottom line, that's why my new film is sending shockwaves, Doctor, across the country.
Well, why don't you
over a dozen commercial TV stations that have decided to air it now.
Why don't you tell our listeners how they can get your video?
Well, even to get it, I wanted to make nonprofit educational purpose copies. I wanted to get it out to everybody because the globalists are telling us, Ridge is telling us, more terror attacks are coming. There's nothing we can do about it. Give up our liberty for security, because the government has the motive. Every time there's a terror attack, they get more power and control. Just look at the motive. What do the Romans say? I mean, who stands to gain? You know, that's what the judges will always ask. Who benefits? Get the film, The Road to Tyranny, folks. Show it to everybody, because it's the best tool I've found to wake folks up.
All right, fine. And how can they get Road to Tyranny?
Well, they just call toll-free right now. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or Infowars.com or Infowars.net, or they can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, LAMAR, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And I hope everybody gets it.
Now, right now, go to the Infowars.com website and look under Prior Knowledge. And there you'll see all sorts of references to the fact that there are many FBI agents who wanted to investigate the Islamic terrorists who they knew were in this country, and they weren't allowed to. Now, I have this from many other sources, but Infowars.com is a great website with tremendous references. And go into the background of Osama bin Laden, and of course we have this from several other sources, but he was in a hospital in Dubai, the American hospital in Dubai, in June or July of last year, being treated for his kidney disease, and he was also, of course, visited by an agent of the CIA.
The CIA section chief met with him for weeks, planning the entire op, getting the final details down. I mean, this is so sick.
All we know is that the CIA station chief met with him. Now, why would they do that, since we knew that Osama bin Laden had been involved in planning the war in Somalia and the defeat of the Americans there? He had been involved in the attack on Riyadh and the Khobar Tower, and certainly on the coal and the embassies in Africa. And all of this is covered in a wonderful book written by the director of the Congressional Office on Terrorism and Unconventional Warfare, which we carry. It's called Bin Laden, the man who declared war on America. You need to get it and read it. It's very authoritative. All this is information was known by our government, and they knew exactly where he was, and they consistently refused to
do
anything.
Doctor,
and the question is why?
Okay, he's there July 4th to July 14th, meeting day after day with the CIA section chief. So I will come out and say, a duck jumps in the water, it's swimming.
All right. Well,
I mean, it's just right there.
Well, we'll let our listeners decide why would the CIA section chief be meeting with Bin Laden, and then about just a couple of weeks after that, why the French secret police had been told that there was a plan to bomb the American embassy in Paris, so they arrested the Islamic terrorist who was planning and also to do it, and he admitted that Bin Laden had told him to do it. Now, isn't it interesting that Bin Laden meets with the CIA, and then, of course, the French intelligence immediately knows there's a plan to bomb the American embassy in Paris, and it was under orders of Osama bin Laden. And Le Figaro, which reports this, said they thought that Bin Laden had been passing information to the CIA. Now, that's what Le Figaro said. It was published all over Europe and totally suppressed in the United States.
Well, French intelligence said, well, what are you doing meeting with Bin Laden planning attacks? It came out. David Shippers knew. Colonel Roberts knew. With David Shippers, months before, in March, he got Jana Davis, one of the investigative reporters, on the O'Reilly Factor warning him. Everybody knew. I got on the air July 25th and said, Bin Laden's a CIA asset and is going to attack New York. That's what my intel's given me. They planned this thing, and by a few weeks after, it had already leaked back to the U.S., and here I am July 25th warning people, along with many others. It's because there are good people in government who are freaking out over this.
And they're trying to get the information out. Hold on, we're just going to have to take a quick break here. And of course, this is the time when I simply want to mention that Radio Liberty is providing Miracle 2 soap products, and we've had a great response from people. In fact, we find out that after they've tried them, they don't want the 22-ounce bottle. They want the gallons, and people are buying the soap and the moisturizing soap and the neutralizer and the gel and even the lotion, by the gallon. And so if you'd like, first of all, to find out about Miracle 2 soap products and why people like them so much, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We hope you want to buy the products, try them. We hope that you'll like them. Again, we're talking about Miracle 2 soap products, and give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because remember, we are at war today. Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened at Oklahoma City, what really happened with TWA 800 that went down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that'll give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now. And then Dr. Stan and I certainly want to mention some of the other items that you can get from Radio Liberty. We have a 4-tape set on the secret government. There really is a secret government, and it works behind both political parties, and it goes back to a secret society that was created by Cecil Rhodes in 1891. And we actually have books that were written shortly after that and articles by members of that secret society. Well, if there was a secret society in England that eventually came to America and became the Council on Foreign Relations, why doesn't every American know that? Why, very simply, because the members of the Council on Foreign Relations control literally every media outlet, literally every major publishing house, what the American people think. Call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the secret government 4-tape set, or better still, the Secret Government Special. You won't be sorry you did. It's important American people learn the truth. Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and right now we've got Richard calling in from Miami. Hi, Richard. Do you have a question or comment?
I have a question, really. Dr. Stan, have you heard of Greg Palast, a guest that Alex had in his program?
Well, I've heard of it, but I haven't been able to get him on my... Isn't he a British broadcaster? Alex, what is he?
He's one of the top investigative journalists for Newsnight. You know, that's like their nightline. And he said on my show that Lord Rothschild, N.M. Rothschild, is trying to stop him from reporting on what's happening. I mean, here's a top BBC guy saying N.M. Rothschild trying to stop him through Lord Wakeham. And he's broken a lot of the news by government prior knowledge and involvement. That's how I got in touch with the former head of the U.S. Embassy over in the capital, Saudi Arabia, ordered to let the terrorists come into the country. And he also got the World Bank documents from Sicklitz, the former World Bank chief economist, Nobel Prize winner, where they admit that they plan to corner the world's water supply, oil supply, cram us into compact cities, and have just a total system, literally Hades on Earth, total control system. I'm surprised they let him get the information out.
Well, I'll have to call you and get some of these telephone numbers because we want to get them to our programs as well because we talk to different audiences. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, if you'd like to get that World Bank water policy, it's in our sustainable development syllabus. You need to have that because the Earth Charter is there, the World Bank water policy, their plan, 1,142-page summary of their plan to create famines. They actually talk about how much better famines are, a shortage of food, than abundance. And if you don't believe this is the plan, you drive over to San Jose and drive down Stevens Creek Boulevard there, and you'll see these new multiple high-rises going up. What are they? Well, the lower floor, of course, is for your marketplace. Your next floor is up above that, or for your offices, and up above that are your living quarters. These are known as sustainable units. This is all part of the program, so they get you bunched into areas so they can have their neighborhood watch you all the time. You say, that couldn't be going on in America. You go over there and look at that. You know, the
National Geographic, they've got this new salmon that grows seven times faster, breeds with all the other salmon. They're going to put it in the ocean when it's got bug genetics, insect genetics. They're feeding it to us in the corn. They're taking over the biosphere. That's the real environmental crisis, but that's okay. The key is just take all the water because there's no water. Folks, these people are psychotics. They want to reduce our world population, and if we let them put us in the compact cities, it is over. The modern environmental movement is about destroying private property rights, neo-feudalism. And if you don't know what feudalism and serfdom is, you better find out. Doctor, tell them what it is to be a serf.
Well, a serf is a slave. In fact, if you read Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, and he was Bill Clinton's mentor, he told Bill Clinton what it is, Tragedy and Hope, a History of the World in Our Time. Page 324, he says that, of course, the central bankers have a plan to institute a feudalistic society. Richard, do you have anything else you want to ask?
One more question, Alex.
Okay.
Do you remember the article where you got that George W. Bush is going to be in favor of the World Court, International Criminal Court? After he said, I'm against it, now he said, oh, okay.
Yeah, there were about five of them one day. It was Reuters, AP, you name it. I mean, my office every week is literally generally over 800 to 900, sometimes 1,500 articles. I go through four ink cartridges a week on the little system we use, and I could go dig through, but I think I read that. That was last Tuesday. There was a stack of those, and it's just like campaign finance reform. Well, it's Incumbent Protection Act. It stops the First Amendment. And that's just phase one. It's like saying he was going to reverse Clinton land grabs. Well, he intensified them. He's for the Second Amendment, triple the size of the BATF, break ground a 422,000 square foot gun confiscation center in D.C. He said he was against the Kyoto Protocol, but he's going to implement it, he claims, on Taylor. Well, of course, corporations want it. They're already selling energy credits in this scam in Chicago. And he came out, he went down to Mexico, signed on to the interim agreement for a world taxation system. Then his rhetoric was he was against it. And now they decided that he could have signed an executive order to stop Clinton's executive order getting us into the World Criminal Court because if 60 nations ratify our government's analysis, we're under it. So they signed on to the original empowering UN document.
You're talking about International Criminal Court, right?
Yes, International Criminal Court. And so Bush could have signed the executive order countering that. He didn't do it, as I predicted. He is an absolute traitor to this country and is getting more done than Clinton could have gotten done in 100 years because the conservative people, well-meaning folks, are asleep out there, and this monster is butchering this country right now.
Well, I think that the tragedy is that people accept what people say rather than watch what they do. Anything else, Richard?
That's it.
Okay,
thanks.
God bless you. Thanks. And let's go to Bart calling in from Carmel. Hi, Bart. Did you have a question or comment?
Yes, thank you, sir. A brief comment, then I'll get off the air. This comment is going out to all the Central Coast people who have come to love and appreciate Dr. Stan and the valuable information he brings us. Get your pen ready, and it's like this. Alex Jones is not yet heard on AM stations here, so you must go to Radio Shack, spend $95, get their little shortwave radio and the antenna that goes with it. Between the hours of 7 and 10 at night, punch in this number, write it down, 6.890, and tune in Alex Jones. It's the most valuable information available in the evening now on radio. Mr. Jones is very modest about his role in this, but in fact he's a brilliant speaker, a relentless researcher, and a genius level historian, and you will be rewarded for your
attention. Hold on, I think that's Dr. Stan Montiva. I have to be honest here. I think Dr. Stan's probably got more of a historical understanding, but I really do appreciate that. I would tell folks to support the stations that Dr. Stan's on, and sir, I appreciate your kind words. I start ranting because I want people to realize that they think it's okay to paint your face up and go to a football game and yell and scream. I want people to know the New World Order is coming for your babies. Let's boil it down to that.
Okay, thanks so very much, Bart. Let's
thank
go
you.
To
thank
Mike
you, Bart.
Calling in from Memphis here. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
I do, Doctor.
Doing fine.
Mr. Jones, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you know, I listen to you, and you're a brilliant person, but I'm surprised, why you don't bring this out. Unconstitutional statutes do not create law. And executive orders do not create law. That's a violation of the separation of powers of the Constitution.
Well, you're right. It's an illusion, but it's just force. Hitler, what Hitler did was illegal, according to the German laws before, but it's about power. Caesar wasn't supposed to bring in his legions into Rome, but he did it. Dr. Montiel, can you speak to just the exercise of power, what we're witnessing here?
Well, I think that what you're seeing is the greatest power grab of all time. Almost everything going on is illegal. Our Constitution limits the power of the federal government. The problem is that the government is violating its own laws, and the tragedy is our peoples are so dumbed down that they don't understand what's happening. The church is silent. Our ministers are afraid to speak out because they have more fear of government than they do of God, and they are one day are going to have to answer for allowing these things to transpire, because God gave us a free society, and, of course, the church is allowing it to be taken from us. But, Mike, you're absolutely right. As I often say to people who say what you do, you're going to be the best educated person in the concentration camp because the concentration camp director is not going to be worried the fact that what he's doing is wrong any more than the German SS troops were concerned that Hitler had violated the law. In a matter of just a few days, a matter of just a few weeks, he transformed Germany from a free society to an authoritarian society using executive orders just like they're doing here in America.
What does SS stand for? Homeland Security.
Right. Homeland Defense. Actually, you can interpret it if you go back to the German. It goes into the SS.
Can I sneak something in here?
Sure, you can. Go ahead, Mike.
You know, our law enforcement and our military take an oath to defend the Constitution.
They sure do, and they don't understand the Constitution.
And the American people, we need to get with the military, with law enforcement, and start defending the Constitution. The Constitution isn't worth a dime unless we defend it. And what we have happening in America is what happened in Russia. It's the communist conspiracy. It's what the communists tried to do in Germany. You know, Hitler was an evil man, but he had sense enough to start his own party there. And we need to start another party here in America, because we're going to be in those concentration camps if we don't do something quick.
Two things to that. We've got to get past the fear factor and realize that if you read the FBI COINTELPRO, and I've had Tyrone Powers and others on with the modern COINTELPRO, retired FBI agent, got out because of it, it's liberal leaders, it's conservative leaders, it's business owners, it's thinkers. Stalin went after the people that had served him best, Pol Pot. None of you are safe, ladies and gentlemen, if you can even think. They've already got you profiled. The biggest servants out there, who are paid to listen to this show, you go in the next wave. We're your friends. And I agree. That's why my new film is tailored to wake up military and police and intelligence people. That's why we've got to get it out. We've got to engage them. You talk about how our police are sworn to protect and defend the Constitution against enemies foreign and domestic. Well, the FBI has put out the flyers, the training manuals. I've got it in the film, FEMA, teaching police that, quote, the founding fathers are terrorists, Christians are terrorists, so are 10,000, have them have to die. Then they go forward and say, those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution are terrorists, call the FBI hotline. They actually say it. That's what you'd expect to come out of a loudspeaker in the movie Red Dawn at the Reeducation Center. But they're doing it incrementally. So this is so outlandish. If you'll just take those documents and news stories, the Washington Times wrote about it, and Insight Magazine, it's in my film. If you'll just take that, show it to people, go, look at this. That stuff, that bold and blatant, can get people to wake up. And I think they've overreached themselves. We have a lot of power. Dr. Monteith, 5, 6, 7 years ago, I'd be on the radio. I could load the phones with people that disagreed. Now my show's 100 times bigger. I beg, and no one calls, because we've won the info war. Now it's getting people moving.
All right, and fine. If any of our listeners would like to see that FBI pamphlet that was put out by the FBI office in Phoenix saying, you can tell a terrorist because he talks about the Constitution, you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and we'll be glad to send you one of those.
And it's not just Phoenix. They're doing it in West Virginia, Austin, Texas, New York, D.C., Mississippi. I've got flyers from everywhere. It's a nationwide program. They said in West Virginia, and it was in a West Virginia newspaper, they said anyone who believes in a second coming of Christ is a cult member terrorist and a hate monger.
I actually had a call from a member of the FBI. A minister, he said he was, and I think certainly the way he acted, he was. And he asked me if I believed that these were the end times, which, of course, means in the second coming of Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, do you believe in the second coming? Do you believe Christ is coming? Because if you do, at least according to current FBI law, you are a potential terrorist, and we have people on your block who are going to be watching you. Hey, thanks so very much for calling, Mike, and we've got to Daryl from Pennsylvania here in just a moment.
Okay, Doctor, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. And let me just simply point out that we have real problems in America today. My friend Jack McLam puts out a newsletter called Aid and Abet Newsletter for police and firemen, and he wrote something called Vampire Killers 2000. And if you want in the military and you have a copy of that, why, you will be disciplined. You are not allowed to read that in the military. Why? Well, because he talks about the fact we're losing our freedom and about the Constitution. Well, right now we're going to have to just break for a minute. And, of course, we want to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is listener-supported. We're dependent upon you to help us as we reach out across America 5 hours every day, reaching people with the truth. And, fortunately, we speak to different audiences than Alex does, although I have Alex on my program frequently, and he sometimes has me on his programs. And we have basically the same message. We're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield, and the church refuses to address this because the ministers have been given a false gospel in their seminaries and told they shouldn't be involved. Well, I'll tell you what, if the founding fathers had believed and the ministers in revolutionary America had believed of the way that ministers do today, we'd still be living under the British crown. God gave us the freedom, and the whole idea of this country was, of course, there's no king but King Jesus. Limit the power of government. God gave us freedom, and the only way you're going to have liberty is to limit government power. Well, if you'd like to help us, we hope you'll call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And join the Radio Liberty family of supporters for a suggested gift of at least $20 a month or as much as you can afford. You'll be helping us do what we do, and that is reach out all across America, really all across the world. And we have listeners in Europe and in England and in New Zealand and Australia. And you can become part of our team. Maybe you say, well, what can I do? Well, you can help us do what we do. Simply give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America, your future, your freedom, your family are under attack today. And if we don't take America back, then the freedom you inherited from past generations will be lost. To be born free was an accident. To live free is a privilege. To die free is an obligation. Mm-hmm.
We have a brand new video today on the Oklahoma City bombing. It's called Oklahoma, What Really Happened. And of course, it consists of a lot of never-before-seen video footage. Now, it was seen in Oklahoma City immediately following the bombing of the Murrah Building, but blacked out across America. And in this footage, you're going to see the commentators talking about the other bombs that were in the building at the time of the initial bombing. We're told, of course, that Timothy McVeigh acted independently. We're told many things by the media, but wherein does the truth lie? Oklahoma City, what really happened, it will give you the opportunity to see long-suppressed video footage of what really transpired. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Oklahoma City, what really happened.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest is certainly Alex Jones, and right now we've got Daryl calling from Pennsylvania. Hi, Daryl.
Hi, and God bless you both. And Dr. Stan, I want to ask you a question. I've gotten your materials in the mail, and you've got a ton of outstanding books, audio tapes, and videotapes. Are those all on your website?
They should be all up on the website. If they're not, why, you'll have to call and complain. But everything we have there should be on the website.
So may I recommend to everybody in the audience, I don't know of two harder working individuals. I guess, Dr. Stan, you're on over 5 hours.
I'm on five, but see, Alex is on six.
So you two guys, I don't know how you do it, but you're putting out a ton of excellent information. And the way for people to support is to buy the materials that you offer. And as I called in the other day and recommended, the book, The Medusa File by Lieutenant Colonel Craig Roberts, is outstanding. I'd recommend people buy that book and get it out to a lot of folks, loan it out after.
Well, I had Craig on two nights ago, and I know Dr. Stan's interviewed him. Actually, not to brag, but to talk about how nuts I am and how serious I am to fight this thing, I just did an hour and a half of live TV. I'm out here in the parking lot on the cell phone doing this interview. I'm going to walk back into another hour of live television and then to the radio show. I'm actually probably going to do a rebroadcast tonight from 9 to midnight Central. Because had some great interviews today on the daytime show with the CFR guy I had on, coming out with all this and saying it's the New World Order pulling the scam. But look, bottom line, as they squeeze tighter, there's going to be more resistance to this system generated. So we're going to be able to win, especially if we've got God's guidance.
And I'd like to add that that Alex has seven excellent documentaries out, and his latest is by far, I think, the best video that's out there. If you wanted to buy one video for the year, to buy The Road to Tyranny.
It's an excellent video, and that's why I have Alex on. I have him pushing it. Anything else you'd like to say there, Daryl?
I'd like to say that both of you are right on track, because I used to sit with Russians who had fled from the Soviet Union till 2 and 3 a.m. talking with them. Almost every one of them, tears would come to their eyes, that have horror stories of relatives that had either been put in gulags, murdered. And that's coming here to America if we don't stop them. So God bless you, and thank you both for all you're doing.
Well, thank you so much, Daryl.
You know, he's right, Doctor. That's the norm. We've been the exception. So Americans, you better wake up. It isn't going to happen. It is happening.
And I think that the one thing that we really need to add is that who financed the Soviet Union all through these years? Why, your tax money, your Federal Reserve System, we created the best enemy that money could buy. We abandoned 25,000 Americans after the Second World War to die in the gulag. And, of course, when they were taking the people from Eastern Europe and sending them to the gulag, why, we were actually providing them with the plates for our currency so they could print our occupation money so we could finance what they were doing. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, for much of the documentation, Anthony Sutton's book, which goes into the background of Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. You'll find out that we began financing this in 1918, and you get Herbert Hoover's memoirs, and he will point out that immediately after the First World War, why, everybody was starving in Europe and in Russia as well. And so he was in charge of sending relief supplies to Russia. And 97...
Well, I mean, I almost fell in my chair last year on History Channel when they admitted what we all knew, that the CIA and the OSS actually helped install Mao Zedong.
Right.
I mean, we weren't taught that in public school. But ladies and gentlemen, the globalists have to have their wind-up toys to go out and create all this havoc, and now it's down to just the U.S., and all of the Dark Lord's forces are focused on bringing us down. That's why, again, I'll put the plug in.
get 911, the road to tyranny, and all the other materials Dr. Scamontief's offering. Educate yourself. Don't believe us. Check it out for yourself. And can I tell them where to get the stuff?
Yeah, go ahead. Get that 888 number out again.
All right, I appreciate it. Again, folks, get the video. Make a million copies. Just get it out to everybody. 1-888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or Infowars.net. And, Doctor, I do have to get you back on my show to talk about Brotherhood of Darkness because, but instead of an hour seems to really be not enough time with you to go through the whole history of this New World Order, and that's why your book is so important to understand how these wicked devils engage in the same paradigm management time and time again.
And it's just like deja vu all over again, all over again. Well, right now we've got Spencer calling from Ohio. Hi, Spencer. How you doing?
God bless you both. Yesterday, I was at a junior high school art exhibit at a local library, and they had these depiction of J.R. Tolkien's The Two Towers book, which is the second part of The Lord of the Rings. Now, I've heard Alex bring up Clancy's novel, A Connection to the 911 Theater of War. What is the connection with J.R. Tolkien's book, The Two Towers? He had this art depiction of a wizard on the cover holding a three-pronged trident like the devil, and then on the side of the book, it had a dragon with two poles representing serpent pillars.
Well, I'll tell you, Tex Mars has raised this. You know, in the deeper Masonic rites, which goes back to the Luciferian system, they have a ritual where the two towers are knocked down and they put them back together. And everything about 911, the selection, the numerology, it just shows what sickos the globalists are. But obviously, Tolkien wrote his books back in the 40s and 50s, so I don't know if that's interconnected there, but obviously, I mean, it's occult symbolism. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but this book is entitled The Two Towers.
I
think the third in the series. It goes The Hobbit, Fellowship of the Ring, Two Towers, Return of the King.
Okay, I can't tell you anything at all about it. I'll be like the unidentifiable source who declined to be quoted, but said he had no comment. Thanks so very much, though, Darryl.
Okay.
Bye-bye. That was Spencer calling from Ohio, and if you have calling, we have time for perhaps one more call here at 888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have an obligation. You say these things could not be true. If they were true, why Barbara Walters and Dan Rather and Tom Brokaw would tell us, no, they wouldn't. They're all members of the Council on Foreign Relations. If you'd like a little pamphlet we put together on mind control, you can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and we'll actually send that to you free of charge if you'd like the World Bank Water Policy. Of course, we hope that you'll want to subscribe to what we have or help us send a contribution, but we'll send it to you free of charge because we want you to try to prove us wrong. And if you can't prove us wrong, do you value freedom enough to take a stand? Remember, when freedom fails, good men rot in filthy jails. And those who cry appease are generally hanged by those they hope to please. Don't think it can't happen here, ladies and gentlemen. It is happening here because God is withdrawing his blessing and his protection from this country because we've turned our back on him. Let's go to Mike calling from Santa Cruz. Mike, a question or comment?
Just a quick question regarding the Twin Towers. I wondered what Mr. Jones might know about the number 11 and Freemasonry, if there's a connection there or... You know, people talk about those two towers being like the number 11.
It just goes on and on. I mean, I don't really try to focus on that stuff, though. I'm aware of it and have studied it some. And obviously the whole two-tower concept is deeply Masonic, and hence the name, the two towers, with the Tolkien bug. But, I mean, the occult is everywhere. Look at CBS symbol. Look at Time Warner's symbol.
Look on the back of your dollar bill for their occult symbol. They hide them in plain sight, and the American people are so dumb. They never ask, what's the pyramid capped by the triangle with the all-seeing eye in it? What's that symbol of the secret society doing on the back of the American dollar bill? Well, as long as the dollar bill buys something, we're not going to be concerned. They hide their symbols in plain sight, Mike.
And for people out there, look, you can help defeat this system. You don't have to fix it all overnight. Everybody doing a little something and putting value again back into not being cynical and realizing that we can bring these criminals to justice. And look, as they squeeze harder, more people are going to wake up and start resisting. So we have to plant those seeds now. So as things get progressively worse in the years to come, there'll be a larger cadre of Americans, black, white, old, young, it doesn't matter, who will be willing to resist this new world order. And it's about survival now, folks.
And remember that they create the crises. Remember how Adolf Hitler burned down the Reichstag to justify expanding his control over the lives of the American people? And you remember how they got us into the war in Vietnam? Why, it was the Gulf of Tonkin incident. Those terrible North Vietnamese that had attacked one of our destroyers with a little patrol boat. Well, it turned out that even that was a lie. And the recent tapes that came from the White House at the Oval Office, you'll hear Lyndon Johnson screaming at McNamara, "You lied to me. There was no attack. You told me it was there." And ladies and gentlemen, this is how they've gotten us into wars. We lost 58,000 boys in Vietnam for absolutely nothing. If you don't get involved and help preserve this country that they were willing to die for, what are you willing to die for? I'll tell you, the people on the other side are willing to die. Are you willing to die for the cause of freedom to preserve this country?
Well, look, they're going to kill you with all their other biological systems and the rest of it if you don't anyway. I mean, this is all happening, and we're safer if we resist it, if we stand against it. And remember, in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared, but in time when his cause succeeds, the time to join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot. So come on, folks. Again, I go back to it. 5-7 years ago on the radio, half the folks calling in disagreed, were ignorant. Now it doesn't really happen. So we've woken up a large segment of the public. And people, when they hear this, it used to sound bizarre. Now they've seen a lot of it independently themselves. Now you're just wondering, what can you do? A little something. Wake up others. Tell them how to listen to Dr. Stan Monteith and the different shows that he's on. Tell them about RadioLiberty.com. Tell them about InfoWars.com and the Showtimes. Everybody doing a little something in this fight and being bold. It feels good to stand up against evil. It feels good to get past your fear. It feels good to stand up and really know that you've lived for something and you haven't just been some little mindless consumer being programmed by the idiot box.
God bless you. Thanks so much, Alex. And remember, if you don't believe in something enough to die for it, you really don't have anything to live for. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much for being with us, and I got to give you a call and get some of those telephone numbers. We'd love to get some of those guests on our programs.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you for everything you do. Bye-bye. All right, well, that was Alex Jones, and I hope you enjoyed the program. Well, it's not an enjoyable program, but it's telling you the information you need to know. Are you willing to take a stand? Because you're not willing to take a stand. Remember what it was Dottie in his Inferno said, that those... of the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in a time of moral crisis, maintain a position of neutrality. There is no position of neutrality. Those people who died in the World Trade Center died because somebody refused to scramble planes to protect them. Why? Well, they knew a big operation was coming, but even today they're trying to keep our pilots from being armed, because they don't want to protect the people on the planes. They just want to have, take the nail clippers away from the 80-year-old women. The most ridiculous things going on at our airports today, and the average American can't understand. It's all wag the dog. Pray for America. Pray for our leaders. And, of course, please remember to pray for Radio Liberty and for Alex, too, for our provision and protection. And we'll be back with you Monday. Until then, may the Lord be with you. And Dave Wilson will be here tomorrow. Bye-bye.